Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We need a lot of high energy, not too much talking from one person. And then we'll...
hey, let's go!
Bricks in the end zone.
Come on, let's go!
Afternoon, everyone. It's with... are you okay, Charles?
The pause you did before that looked like you were having a shit.
I thought you were about to transform.
How would anyone know that there was a pause?
Well, you're asking me why I'm laughing. Because I have eyes.
It's with absolute... unbelievable remorse and deep regret that we are a man down today, aren't we?
Unbelievable.
It's not Charles, because he's talking to me right now. Who's the other one? See if people can guess who this person is.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's right, it's Greeny.
Unmistakable.
Which means we are missing JP.
And one week he gets engaged, one week he goes missing from the pod.
Yeah.
What related? I don't think so. Exactly. What is he doing? A bit of gardening, cooking, washing up?
I think,
All of the above?
Yeah, exactly.
He's in LA. He's in Los Angeles playing for the Rams.
Well, now I think he's doing some form of arm wrestling competition in Vegas with Beast Mode.
Well, will he win that?
No. I mean,
JP has got pretty fit these days, hasn't he?
He has, but Marshawn Lynch is quite a big man.
I think of discounting JP, he's got a hell of a regime.
I think he could beat Kenny Stills, best man?
Have you neither been asked?
Oh, this is awkward.
I've already been asked. Greeny, not been asked? Anyway,
20 years down the drain.
Too much. Hello and welcome to Brits in the End Zone. You've probably turned off by now because we've just been talking nonsense for a while. We are a UK NFL podcast, as you should know by now. The season is nearly upon us. We're very excited.
Whoop, whoop.
Soon we'll be switching to weekly episodes, so you're going to need to listen as soon as they come out in time for the next ones. When does that start? Next week. We're essentially weekly as of now.
Next week we will be broadcasting singles. Exciting times.
It's exciting. So this week we will finish off going through the conference division. Is that right? We finished that today, or are there other ones to do? I can't even remember.
Yeah, we finished today.
Great. So we do that. We will give you any of the last bit of news before the season starts. We will go through some of the preseason games, if any of that has any impact on fantasy and anything like that. We've got some fantasy predictions for the year ahead to go through, which is exciting. Your questions, all of that stuff. And we're going to do our best to make this as good as possible in the absence of JP. Do him proud.
It'll be tough. Yeah.
He'll be listening.
I feel like you underplayed a little bit the preseason predictions, because this is us getting our stick.
This is big.
Putting it in the ground and saying this is what's going to happen for the year ahead.
And I think towards the end of the season, I think we'll review these predictions, and whoever was, you know, the most off will probably have to do some forfeit of some kind decided. Maybe by Twitter poll.
I'd imagine so.
I love Twitter polls. Yeah. I'm hooked. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we'll probably release three or four questions. Now we'll talk about, but there's be extended 15 questions, which you can go and read on britsendzone.com.
Not yet, though.
Please do that. Not yet, because we haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the question of the week, as we always do, which this week comes from Liam Morrissey at Liam1986. Being a biased 49ers fan, and he's added 49ers there in the hope that they retweet him. Wonder if they did. Being a biased 49ers fan, I reckon Marquise Goodwin, is that how you say Marquise Goodwin, could potentially have a big season. Who are your dark horse wide receivers for 2017-2018? Hashtag bites. Greeny, I'm going to go with you first. Who's your dark horse?
So I like this question, and I kind of looked at it and I wanted to be a little bit of a contrarian. So I've gone for...
Is that a word?
A contrarian.
Contrarian.
Sure. I don't know. I think Americans say that.
Sounds like an aquarium.
It is a word. It is. Charlie, our producer, is giving us a thumbs up.
It's certainly a word. Okay. So I've gone Kendall Wright, who I don't know why I've done that. Kendall Wright of the Chicago Bears.
Of course.
They've got such a depleted wide receiver core. He's not being... He's very, very deep. You have to be in larger leagues to probably
keep him.
That is one deep man.
As in deep in terms of going
for him.
He looks like
he's got an incredibly deep voice, and he will be going in deep leagues. But there's almost no one left to throw the ball to. And he's going to be playing the slot, so I thought I'd slot shame him today. He's going.
She's slot shaming. Oh my god,
that's not bad.
Yeah, but. So he's going to get a lot of targets.
Clearly, so proud of himself.
He got a few touchdowns in the preseason. Really means nothing, but there's no one else.
Do the Bears have the worst wide receiver? Because I've got a team that I think could beat them. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
The Jets. They haven't got any wide receivers because I was looking this up for later in the episode and they had one, that Enuna guy or whatever his name is, and he's injured.
Yeah.
So who the hell have they got?
Well, that's my guy. That's my wide receiver.
What do you mean that's your guy?
The one that I've picked for this question is Robbie Anderson.
Oh, and that's why?
Yeah. The exact reason. He is.
Anyone would think that was planned, and I can assure you it wasn't.
No, Adley's very confused right now.
But yet incredibly on the ball.
Absolutely. No, I picked Robbie Anderson. I actually drafted him. Well, I picked him up off the waiver in our league and because he's not going drafted, and I think he has that opportunity to be the only guy. I mean, they had Quincy Enunwa and Brandon Marshall last season. Brandon Marshall left. Quincy Enunwa was then
injured.
He's now out for the season. So Robbie Anderson, even last.
Who
man
has a better
up.
Quarterback thrown to them, the Bears or the Jets?
Well, the Bears.
The Bears have Mike Glennon, and who's been a backup for a number of years.
Yeah. Mike Glennon.
Or they might go with the rookie quarterback. You know, the second Mitch Trubisky.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah, let's go with him.
But the Jets do have a good, good quarterback for fantasy. Who has history of peppering a wide receiver and
who?
Having Josh McCown.
Right. At the Browns previously?
He's really been a very much a journeyman
And he gets injured very quickly.
He does.
And behind the Jet, behind
McCown.
Sounds
dreadful for both teams.
It's a horrible organisation was going on there. Yeah. They're really relying on a rebuild through draft.
They've got to score some points, and they can't get 0 yards every game, and someone's going to have to do something. And I think Robbie Anderson's going to be that guy. And towards the end of last season, he was getting about 12 and 15 targets every game, and
that's quite a lot. This is the same Robbie Anderson who we mentioned in one of our first podcasts. Of he went to the music event and he got arrested for being.
He was having a bit leery with the police and got arrested at a Miami Music Festival.
Two good picks. I've gone as my one, Corey Davis.
Did you draft him?
I did draft him. Plays
did you know
Tennessee
who he
Titans.
Was when you drafted him?
Well, he was the fifth overall pick in the draft, so he's got to be fucking good, no?
Yeah,
Greeny. Is he going to be good?
I think there's a lot of targets there in terms of for the Titans.
Other people,
they've got other people to throw to. But he's the future. Don't know if he's the present.
That's a good
question.
I like that.
The question is 2017, 2018. So maybe it answers the 2018 very well.
I feel like he was saying
he's a dark horse.
I feel like he was saying this season and as it kind of goes into 2018 rather than getting next year's one.
Okay, well, we've got the views that I wonder what JP would have said, but it doesn't matter because he's not here.
Yeah.
I did want to throw out one guy, actually, which is Mac Hollins.
You're not talking into the mic now.
Mac Hollins, who's the...
And put your trousers back on.
Who's the third wide receiver for the Eagles. So this guy...
Sorry, I'm now interested. Who?
Mac Hollins. Sorry, he's the fourth wide receiver.
Mac Hollins.
So why are you
West
throwing
Ham?
Out the fourth
Mac
wide
Hollins.
Receiver?
Oh, sorry.
Because I think
James
next
Collins.
Year, he's going to be really good. So I just want to say him now.
Okay.
In advance.
Oh my
gosh. I think the
that's
guy
what the Eagles are relying on.
Unbelievable.
Well, I don't think Torrey Smith will be there for too many years. Jeffrey might be just there for 1 year in his contract.
Who's the third wide receiver?
Nelson Aguilar. They got rid of Jordan Matthews to the Bills. They got Aguilar, who's abysmal.
I'm going
to
look out for him. Mac Collins.
Already forgotten him.
Mac Hollins with an H.
Mac Hollins.
I think on behalf of JP, get a fourth wide receiver in for this year. I think Kenny Golladay for the Detroit Lions.
No, I don't. I feel like all the pundits are just going for this.
I'm a pundit. Yeah, well, you know, it was JP's pick. I've given it to him, but let's blame JP. He could be very
post
good.
Post him a letter in LA.
They haven't got many other targets, and he's been good in preseason.
Okay, talking of preseason, what the hell has happened? What matters, what doesn't? There's been a lot of injuries, luckily to none of my players, so I don't really care. But what can we take away from it? What's important? Let's start with injuries.
Yeah.
So obviously OBJ, is he injured?
He's got a high ankle sprain. You don't expect him
what
to
is
miss
a high,
him.
As in high up on his ankle?
Yeah.
I never actually know what that means
either. It's a phrase that people use.
No, yeah. I think it's affecting like the... It implies ligament damage.
Don't pretend you're a doctor.
Right. I would say so. No,
can you imagine Greeny's a doctor? You'd be great.
I want to be a doctor at some point in my life.
Yeah, you've got some form of cancer.
A doctor of NFL, maybe. A doctor of love. Anyway, sorry. He's got a high ankle sprain. Yeah. Which, I mean, he's what? He's out or not?
It's unknown if he'll miss the beginning of the season or not. If he did,
you're looking
at
one game.
One or two games max.
Okay.
But
he could be questionable. You see
that sometimes, exactly, yeah. You know, orange referencing Football Manager.
For him being out, Brandon Marshall then becomes a good wide receiver for week one.
So that's what you need to look at. When a player gets injured and you're a wide receiver, you've got to think the other wide receivers can step up, maybe more running for the running back.
Maybe another tight end gets more targets.
But also, for people who haven't done their drafts yet, and I know we haven't done our listener league draft yet, we'll be doing that later.
Does he drop down the...
Does he fall below Mike Evans and maybe AJ Green in the
probably
wide receiver
not,
list?
Does he?
It depends.
Maybe Mike Evans, that wouldn't be outlandish.
Yeah, I think, you know... They're not that far behind him, and knowing he's going to miss one or maybe two games, that might
factor
down
in. Okay, I've got other
names.
Well,
to be fair, like Lev Bell, he missed like three or four games, but we knew that up front, and he dropped all the way to the second round or third round last year. So
in hindsight, a terrible idea.
Okay, so we'll ignore that. Moving on. What about? I've got other names written down. Just a very quick one line on each. Yeah. Meredith, I don't even know who that is.
He was at the Bears. That's why Greeny picked
his
guy.
That's your wide
receiver.
He was
going to be the new Alshon Jeffrey. He was going to be the main guy at the Bears. Right. And
so that's why your guy
things.
From before. Yeah. I can't remember his name now. Thomas
Walker.
Walker.
No, did I say Walker?
No, Walker was it?
I said Kendall Wright.
Wright. But they've also got Kevin White. Walker. They've also got Kevin White. White Walker. Cameron Meredith is unfortunate.
Spencer Ware at the Chiefs, and that means good news for Terrence.
Nope.
No. Nearly.
Kareem,
so Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Could get that wrong.
So
you
probably have to draft now Kareem Hunt, same place you would have drafted Ware.
Is he out for season?
He's out for season. Yeah. LCL and PCL. Someone informs me that that's really bad for your ligaments. And
who had Ware in our league?
Me.
Did you actually?
I did. I'm really upset.
Unlucky. Edelman.
Yeah, that's big bad. News. He's Brady's go-to guy and has been for years. And
sounded very professional there, Charles, with that phrase.
Thank you.
Has been for years. I've been tracking this for years.
But no, I mean
is he out for the season?
He's out for the season.
So who steps up?
Well, it's hard to say because most teams, it's really obvious going, oh, this guy's injured, they'll do this. The Patriots, no one ever can really predict what they're going to do. People think maybe Brandon Cooks might move into that position. But at the same time, he's probably going to be playing on the outside and they might just put someone else in there, maybe Amendola.
What about Hogan? Because we got a trade offer today, which I've yet to look at with Tom. Greeny sent me a trade offer, I believe.
That was fine.
Hogan for Jonathan Stewart. Charles, what do you reckon?
I don't know, because I don't think... It's an assumption that Hogan will become that guy, whereas Jonathan Stewart has a role at the Panthers. But
Greeny, defend yourself.
Well, Chris Hogan has already shown that he's got great chemistry with Brady. He got two touchdowns in the last preseason game. Well, I'm very deep with my wide receiver core. So
you're very high
let's
on
not,
Johnny Stewart.
Let's not
lots
air
of
our dirty laundry.
How many times is Greeny going to use the word deep this episode?
Hopefully, at least once more.
But for Edelman, before I jump in, go to BritsEndZone.com.
Before you jump in, as you're jumping in.
During I jump in.
I've just jumped in.
Go to BritsEndZone.com. Christian, who was on our last podcast, has written an article about what are the implications, fantasy and NFL, to the Patriots and alike of the Edelman injury.
Christian is becoming bigger than the podcast. I think we've really spurred him on to become something of a pundit.
Yeah.
It's deadline day. He's looking for a move to the next big UK podcast.
There aren't any. Danny Woodhead. Is that the Woodhead that we're speaking of? Used to be at the Chargers and now
he
was somewhere else.
It's not unlike the others, it's not a serious injury. It's not season ending. They reckon he might miss a couple of games at the beginning of the season, but that means it's good news for the likes of Terrence West or other
is he
players.
At the Patriots?
No, they're now at the, he's now
the
Ravens.
Who is? Sorry.
Both of them. Woodhead.
Where have you been for the last 2 minutes?
I know, you just said the Patriots. I can be zoned out.
But yeah, so, and also maybe like Javorius Allen might pick up that role for the couple
What's
of
Javorius
games.
What's Javorius Allen's nickname again?
Buck Allen,
that's it.
Quite a few injuries. I guess some big names there. Edelman and OBJ are the ones that speak to me the most.
Yeah.
Probably
and
where to Greeny.
Yeah.
Okay, what else has happened pre-season? So my personal views, I've seen some teams look all right. I watched the highlights the other day. I thought the Raiders looked quite good. I think Derek Carr is a good quarterback.
He's the second highest paid quarterback
I think
in
good.
The world.
He's going somewhere.
Yeah.
The Eagles, winning.
Yeah.
Again.
Hashtag winning.
Again.
Wow.
Who else looks good? Who do you like? Anyone?
I mean, it's hard, you know, in pre-season.
Is it irrelevant?
It's tough to get too excited by pre-season performances as a, you know, as a team, because you don't really have your starters in there the whole game. Mm. The main thing is, like we mentioned before, is who's starting the beginning of the game and the first couple of reps.
Did you just say the beginning of the game?
Well, I don't know.
I fear if JP was here, he'd be telling us to hurry along because we've spent so long on segments that we were meant to spend 2 minutes on. Yeah.
The Redskins looked quite poor to me.
No, they did.
As we mentioned, it doesn't mean anything at this point, but the preseason, you've got your full starting team out for probably one drive, 5 minutes. If they don't get it done, it's not the end of the world.
Right, okay.
But week one, we'll really see.
These blood players, unfortunately.
Keep them safe. Yeah. Well, those teams have messed up. Really,
yeah, exactly.
What does the head coach of the Patriots know? He doesn't know anything. News. Charles, do you have some news for us? So maybe start off with Matty Stafford. Didn't he get a bit of a pay deal?
He did. You mentioned Derek Carr. He's a well-paid man. He's now the second highest paid man in the world.
Behind another man.
Behind
the man who goes by
probably
the name
not
of
in the world.
Stafford man.
Stafford man. Matthew Stafford is now the highest paid quarterback in the history of the NFL, which means he's the best quarterback in the history
of
the NFL.
Is he the highest paid player in the NFL?
Yes, he is. Yeah. Quarterbacks, obviously a premium position and get the most. He's now on $27 million a year. That's quite
a lot of money. Is that more than... Compare that to someone like Messi. What do you reckon he makes a year?
Are we stripping out endorsements here? I'd say about 35.
Greeny is available for jobs in... sports sponsorships. He's all over it.
I think it's
gone a little quiet there, Charles. Away. It's Charlie. Everything okay, Charlie?
Over the shop.
Too many beers.
So is Stafford worth the money? Does he deserve to be the highest paid quarterback?
I mean, compared to other quarterbacks, you'd say no, but I feel like it's just whoever's contract run is being renewed that's going to be the highest paid. There's, you know, in the market. The quarterback is the premium position.
Their contract's up, with the way salaries are going now, he will be paid a lot.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
And if the Lions didn't pay him, they would be an absolute crap show for a number of years.
And why? What would happen? Would he leave?
Because that's what they haven't been.
He's dragged them to the playoffs, at least more than once.
Kicking and screaming.
Well, I mean, if they didn't get to contract...
He would move on.
That could be fun.
Well, that's the thing. It's so unlikely to happen because teams know that they can't afford to let a player like that go, because then
he's the heart and soul of that franchise.
Blake and Kieser. What does that mean?
Kieser.
Anyone?
Deshaun Kaiser.
What's he saying? Is he starting as a quarterback?
Yeah, he's been announced that he's a second round draft pick for the Browns, and has usurped Brock Osweiler to be the Browns starting quarterback for the season, as has Blake Bortles, which was surprising considering he got dropped for one of the preseason games and everyone thought...
He looks bad.
Low on confidence. He needs
He's low on ability, that's why.
I mean, let's not... Yeah, well, probably, but we'll see. But I think...
What a definitive answer.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
I think
that is the problem with the Jags and Blake Bortles, is they don't know. If they knew he was terrible, they would have cut loose.
He needs an arm around the shoulder,
doesn't he? He has shown ability that they kind of keep clinging on
to. Tom Coughlin's not giving him the arm around the shoulder. He's giving him a... smack on
Kick
the bum and says,
smack "You've got on the bum."
A smack with a slipper, before supper.
Wash his mouth out with soap.
Bolden retired. Nothing more to say on that. JJ Watt. He's been nice this week, Charles.
He has. I mean, Brits in the end zone, following the NFL from this side of the water, we don't necessarily get affected by the weather in the same way.
God.
I should probably just...
Are you saying you're not empathising?
No, I'm saying
waiting for him to say it doesn't affect us.
No, I meant like we
can't fully appreciate how horrendous it must be.
Exactly.
Thank God you turned that one around.
In far more words and making far less sense, that's what I was trying to get across. Yeah. We don't necessarily appreciate how big an impact this huge hurricane has had.
Yeah. JJ Watt does, though.
I'll take that over from Charles for a second. Yeah, so JJ Watt's been extremely generous. He started off trying to raise, I think it was $1 million.
I think it started $500,000.
Half a million. Now he's over $6 million.
He's trying to raise it to $10 million. And it supports a number of trusts and recoveries in Houston, which has been really badly affected. I was in Houston only in May, and I just couldn't imagine now seeing these images of just
on you going there, Charles?
Flooded.
We are. Yeah, Jade, my girlfriend, and I are going to on an American road trip, and we'll be passing through Houston. So hopefully, it's hopefully they've sorted themselves out by then.
We're gonna have to edit that. That's dreadful.
There might still be some alligators and sharks in the on the motorway.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I wish everyone the best, and hopefully it all gets sorted. I mean, Leonard Fournette gave $50,000 to the cause, and
out of his pocket or something.
And the Texans team are going to be helping out as well. The players are going to be distributing.
We wish everyone
stuff,
the best, and for that reason, I'll be rooting for the Texans more than usual this year.
I won't. They're in our division.
Lamar Miller is my. good on him. Final bit of news for us, Charles. I think you got something else for us, don't you?
Some fun bit of news. Menelik Watson, a fellow Brit, now at the Denver Broncos, he proposed to his girlfriend midway through one of the preseason games.
Sorry, he's a player?
He's a player.
He's a British player.
He just came out of the dressing room and proposed.
He was on the side. The offence were on the ball, on the pitch, and he's part of the defence. It was during the game, I believe.
During half time, I might have been.
Why is he not
in the dressing room hearing what the coach has to say?
Well, he was like, you know, it's only pre-season, I'm going to go propose. But, you know,
it must have been long after the game.
No, it was during the game, and they interviewed her during the game, having just been proposed to as well.
Loved it if she said no.
But it kind of also reminded me of when Mohamed Sanu, the wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, proposed to his girlfriend in the UK. During the League Cup final with Man City against Liverpool.
What an occasion.
Around the 83rd minute, just completely apropos of nothing.
After he was sitting in the Liverpool end. It was just after Coutinho scored the draw. And you hear like a City fan screaming in the background, "Fucking shithouse!"
Oh, we've...
right over the...
swearing.
That's okay. No, just right as he's got this proposal video. And he just hears swearing over it from like a
City fan in the
background.
Was he sat in the cheap seats or was he in a box doing
it? No, he was in the cheap seats. And
out seats.
But very, good. But yeah, it was very random.
Okay. Let's move on from that. Yeah. Let's move on to more exciting things like our sponsor, Zing Zing, MSG Free Chinese. Who's using that code? I hope everyone is. 20 bytes is what it is.
With a Z.
20% discount. I think people are starting to use that now, and we've had some very good feedback on the Chinese.
20 bytes for 20% off your bytes.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is good. I mean, that is the word. That's key. It's good.
Yeah.
No, it's better than that. It's great. Move on. NFL conference divisions. Let's chat about that. We're going to go to the AFC East first. Must be a minute on each team. We've all got one. Someone's going to have to do two now because JP's away. So I'll throw it at you at random and pretend you haven't prepared. Tell me about that team. Hold on a minute. Charles, you're looking very panicked. Charles, you need to see some notes, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's face it. You need to see some notes.
Well, very briefly, I completely forgot which one's
He's forgotten which team he's doing. Okay, well, we're going to put you on the spot and we'll see what
you're
doing.
That's fine. I'll be all right.
We're going to start off with a team that you may not have heard of called the New England Patriots.
Well, I was actually going to introduce the division briefly.
You? Yeah. Please do.
But a couple of fun facts about it. It's the only division where none of the teams actually play in the cities that they're named after.
What? Which,
yeah.
What do you mean?
So Buffalo play, their stadium is just south of Buffalo.
Oh, I've been to Buffalo and they're it's not a big place. It's technically.
Well, it's not big and it doesn't fit a stadium.
But Miami's, the stadium is just north of Miami.
Where is it? It's Sun Life Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, it's an interesting,
it's
quirky fact. Yeah, thank you. I quite
stands.
Like it. Yeah,
I liked it.
Exactly. Thank you. It's historically a very successful division. They've been the Super Bowl 19 times. But the Bills are the only one not to have won a Super Bowl out of the lot.
Yeah, despite
being in four consecutive Super Bowls from 1990 to 1993.
Was that Roger Staubach?
They lost four consecutive Super Bowls and have never been back since, which is must
four
be
Super Bowl losses,
hideous.
Jeremy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's insane.
But the Dolphins historically were the best team, both for, in the 70s on the back of the no-name defense and in the 80s with Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino. But that kind of got poo-pooed by the recent history of the Patriots as soon as Belichick and Brady came along. I mean, they've won the division 14 out of the last 16 years.
Wow.
And the other two, they came second, and one of them, they made the wild card playoff, and they've won five Super Bowls in that time. They're just...
So the Patriots, this year, who are the main fantasy players, Charles?
The main fantasy players for the Patriots are Tom Brady, quarterback, got to be. Gronkowski, tight end, he's the number one guy, obviously, if he can stay healthy. Now that Edelman's gone, the wide receivers to look out for are Cooks. Obviously, he would have been drafted anyway. And potentially... it's Hogan, potentially Amendola. It's tough to say, and then running backs. It's a bit of a.
Who's their main running back?
Mike Gillisley looks like he might be the one to take over the role of getting the touchdowns, because obviously LeGarrette Blount scored 20 touchdowns last year, but there's so many. They got five.
Would you have a cough, sweet Charles?
Yeah, I was going to cough, 18. But I was talking.
18.
Oh, right.
Okay. Two in the playoffs. I like to count them. But they've got a lot of running backs, so it's difficult to necessarily isolate which one's going to be good each week. So, but yeah, okay. those are the main guys.
Brady, Gronk,
and Cooks.
Huge. Okay. Yeah. Greeny, Dolphins.
All right. You got Jay Ajayi, the Brit J Train, who got 1,200 yards and 8 TDs really out of nowhere from week 6 onwards. That's pretty much because he got 200 yards in back-to-back games, which is pretty incredible. And he got another 200-yard game later on in the season. There is a bit of bust potential there, but I believe in him and believe in his role. I drafted him, and you should pick him up probably early in the second round. He's also had a strong preseason. You got Jarvis Landry, who's a PPR king. He's a high-volume receiver.
I have him.
Who gets approximately like 100 catches a year.
Oh,
might change under Cutler, though.
He just gets low touchdowns, and there's a bit of news that they might be trying to trade him, but that's not really...
Hadley's face is just
good.
Dropped.
But nothing's really come of that. And then you've got Devontae Parker, who Cutler has come out and called him a quicker Alshon Jeffrey. So there's hints of Cutler just throwing it along with that cannon of an arm he's got, and... he has a lot of bust potential, but he could be a stud.
Bust
this
potential
year.
Meaning he could be shit.
Yeah, he could literally do nothing. He's been poor since he joined the league, but he's been talked up as being.
I think he was a first round draft pick, but he hasn't lived up to it.
He
so
hasn't
far.
Lived up to it.
He was Parker.
Yeah, Devontae Parker. Right.
He's going very late in drafts, maybe eighth.
Has anyone got him in our league?
Yeah. Yeah, don't you? Not you won't be able to pick him up. I think Christian might have him.
Yeah. Okay. No, anyone else? That's my lot, really. Yeah. So I've been given the Jets. As we said, there's no one really for wide receivers to talk about. So I
can
skip that. But maybe Charles is a dark horse. Bilal Powell, running back. Don't know where he goes, but he's good.
Fifth round.
I've got Matt Forte, who's been a servant of mine. Might be leaving. Is that true?
Yeah, they put him on the trade block because he's old and expensive. They've got Bilal Powell.
So what's going to happen to Forte? Where would he go?
Well,
someone would want him, though.
You'd imagine so. Maybe someone like the Giants, who, you know, at the moment have really only got Paul Perkins.
Is he not good enough to be a number one, the main running back at a team, Matt Forte? Yeah.
He's got
too
much tread on the tyre, really.
Really?
Well, I think he's good. Jesus. He could up at the Eagles. He could up under the Eagles.
Wow, that'd be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about the Bills to finish us off? Charles, you want to take over JP here?
Yeah, sure. The Bills, they have quarterback Tyrod Taylor, who... even though he's lost some weapons, he's still, because he's a running quarterback, gets a lot of baseline of fantasy points just through rushing. So he's a late round QB that could be worth streaming on occasion. Wide receivers, I mean, now that, you know, Bolden's retired and they traded away Sammy Watkins, they've got Jordan Matthews, who was from the Eagles, as a slot receiver. He could be a good option late because, like I said, they haven't really got anyone else. They've got rookie Zay Jones, who might get a few big games, but those at wide receiver, the only two guys. The main guy is LeSean McCoy.
Charles, you okay?
The main guy is like LeSean McCoy.
Swallowing a frog.
He is their offense.
LeSean McCoy. I've got him.
He's going to have to really carry the team on his back. And the only thing is, because of the lack of weapons now around him, maybe teams be able to stop him more because they could know where the ball's going.
No chance.
But, you know, it's him.
Shady. He's my boy.
First round pick.
AFC West. Greeny, do you have an intro?
I'll take you through my division, the division of the Chargers. So in the mid-2000s, this was known as the toughest division, as each home stadium had a distinctive home advantage. You had the Chiefs, the Arrowhead, due to it's one of the loudest stadiums because of the crowd. You got the Mile High Stadium with the Broncos because of its really high altitude, quite similar to how Argentina always lose when they go to Bolivia. That's a quotable. You've got the Oakland Coliseum, well, currently until 2021, where the Raiders play. The fans are nutters. They always dress in Halloween gear and they spook the other teams. And then you've got the Qualcomm, where the Chargers played up until this year. Exactly. Yeah. I have no idea why that was a home advantage, because it was a shitty, rusty stadium. So,
have you moved now? Like, is this the first season in LA?
Inaugural Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, so we're playing short term in the...
In LA?
No, it's one of like the fans, the geeks. You know, ticket stub state. What's it called? One of those websites.
StubHub. What are you saying?
They're playing at the StubHub Stadium.
Of the stadium.
Well, a lot of them are sponsored stadium names.
They will move. No, this is temporarily they move into their new stadium, which is being built at the same time as the Rams.
It's going to be lovely, that, isn't it?
Yeah. It looks like a real stadium.
Let's kick us off with the Chargers then. Your team, Greeny. Who do we care about in fancy land for the LA Chargers?
Right, you've got Melvin Gordon, who's your stud running back.
Where does he go?
He's going end of the first round.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's early.
Even though in his first year he had no touchdowns, last year he came up with 10 rushing touchdowns, and just because of injury he came short of the 1,000-yard mark. There's going to be lots of red zone opportunities this year in a high-powered offense. So he has a bit of bust potential because might be touchdown regression, but he's a good pick this year. You've got Keenan Allen. If only that man could stay healthy.
Yeah.
He looks like a solid wide receiver. However, he's never had more than 800 yards or four touchdowns. So
that's because he's never played a full season.
Exactly. So it's very difficult to buy into him being such a high draft pick. Fourth or fifth round seems about right if he can stay healthy. And then you got my boy Tyrell Williams, who is pretty criminal that a man who got over 1,000 yards last year, and I think it was 8 touchdowns, he's going in like the 11th round of the draft. Mm-hmm. He was the 15th wide receiver overall. Yeah.
He's become the forgotten man.
What about Phil Rivers?
Phil Rivers, he is, you know, if you're in a 12 QB league and you need a backup, he's going to be a good pick for you.
You've sold him well.
Charles? No, he's a very competitive quarterback in real life, and he's very fun to watch, but he's not fantasy-esque because he doesn't run. He doesn't get you those, and he gets you sometimes interceptions, but on the big games, he performs.
I don't know. Okay. He could be good. He's got weapons. He's been good in the past.
What about the Denver Broncos, Charles?
The Denver Broncos, they have now announced Trevor Siemian as their starting quarterback. He's not really one to draft, maybe stream against a good matchup.
Why are we starting with the worst ones?
What happened to the guy who played after Manning left? What was his name?
He was Brock Osweiler. Oh, yeah. He's the one who went to the Browns and is now not starting for them either.
Right. Okay.
The running back, CJ Anderson, he has, you know, when he's been playing, he's been very, very good. He had an injury last year and people have kind of forgotten that he had a very strong start to the season. He could be very good drafting him in the fourth or fifth, you know, as an RB2, could be very, very solid. And wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas, he's had seasons where he's been the number one wide receiver. He's an elite talent. It's just whether or not the quarterback can, you know, elevate him.
Goes a bit later now, doesn't he?
He goes around the third or the fourth round.
Seems strange. He was always
I think he's a very good value. I think he could easily justify being a late second round or early third round pick. I think he could have a big year with a second year playing with Siemian. And another wide receiver they have is Emmanuel Sanders, who I know Greeny likes this year.
Big fan of him.
And he has massive weeks. You know, he's one of those guys who can't necessarily rely on every game, but he will explode for the big touchdowns and big plays. And
I kind of see him as a man who's got who does have a flaw.
In PPR, I think you're right.
What does a flaw mean? A baseline
of points, right, okay. That you can. And their defense special teams are probably the best in the league.
Okay, there you go. I've been given the Raiders, who I really like, if it's worth anything. main players to look out for. There's actually quite a lot here, so I've got Marshawn Lynch, is that right?
Yeah.
Plays for them. There you go. Running back, stud of a couple of years ago and before that. It'd be interesting to see how he does. Where's he been going in leagues?
Third round or so?
Yeah. He's been dropping. When he first came back, he was going like in the second, and people started to realise that they were being a bit excited, but he's still going.
He's looked good in the preseason, but he's only had probably about 3 runs, so difficult to gauge from that.
Yeah. You've also got a couple of big wide receivers in Amari Cooper and also Michael Crabtree. We've spoken about how each other's value affects the others on previous podcasts, but they kind of go Amari Cooper, when are we thinking? Second?
Second, late second, early third.
A bit later than that.
Yeah, he's a good value.
And also Cordarrelle Patterson, is he worth a shout or not? Does he ever make it into the?
Well, he's new signing for them from the Vikings. But I think
he's dangerously unreliable.
Leave him be.
Yeah.
Derek Carr, maybe as a backup quarterback, could be good.
Or as a starting quarterback. Yeah.
There you go.
He's not as fantasy capable as some of the other quarterbacks, but he can
have his big weeks. It's just in a tough division with a lot of very good defenses, playing them twice a season does count against him.
Is that what you have to do then? You have to play everyone in your division twice?
Yeah. Home and away.
At least in the division.
And then you've got Janikowski, kicker.
Yeah.
He goes, doesn't he?
Seabass.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Seabiscuit.
There you go. Well, so quite a lot from them. And then to wrap us up, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. Greeny?
Chiefs, I'll take that. So we've got Kelce, who was the number one tight end last year. And he's one of Alex Smith's only remaining targets. He should be strong this year. He should get the touchdown opportunities with Macklin gone. He's currently a fourth round pick. It feels a bit high to me, but because in the fourth round, there's a lot of bust potential, and I think he's the only one who will deliver some returns for definite. So I don't think it's as bad as
yeah. He seems fairly safe.
He's safe, but he's not going to give you second or first round potential. No. You've got Kareem Hunt. He was going quite late in drafts. The wear injury has really put him into focus. You got Andy Reid, who said he is going to be the first running back.
Terrence West, didn't he used to be there, or is he gone?
No,
you're talking about Charkandrick West.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Charmander West.
Yeah. One to him.
He's still there, but he's really bad.
Terrence West is for the Ravens,
who we spoke about moments ago. Yeah, so Kareem Hunt is
all these players. How do people keep up? How do you two keep up, honestly? Come on, guys, what's going on?
just addicted.
I've actually spent all my toilet breaks are just scrolling on the phone.
Let's move
news.
On. Please continue with the Chiefs.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, just finish off Kareem Hunt. You can grab him in the fifth, exactly where you would have drafted. Then you've got Tyreek Hill, who's a bit of Mr. Do-It-All, return specialist last year. You're going to expect big things with him in the absence of Macklin. However, slightly temper expectation because you don't really know what you're getting. He doesn't have a lot of years of experience in this league, and he could be hit or miss in every game.
And defence, they usually got quite a good defence, don't they?
They do. They do let in quite a lot of yards, but they come out. They
make big plays.
Lots of turnovers, lots of return touchdowns.
Okay, Don's top three. Greeny, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're faffing with papers. Hit us with it.
So, fancy seasons will come and go, but the one constant in NFL is that they're going to come up with different rules for different things. They're going to find people they're going to ban people when they want. They're going to bring out suspensions, and they're going to give out ludicrous fines, inconsistent for whatever they want for whatever reason. So, instead of the Don's or Greeny's top three, I'm just going to run you through a quick top 10 of bizarre finds in the NFL.
So it's a Don's top 10.
Don's top 10.
Exactly
extended.
What we want when we're running out of time. Yeah.
I'll be quick. All right, so you got Chad Ocosinko, who was fined for whipping out a $1 and pretending to bribe the ref after a call was given. He got a cheeky $20,000 fine. You got Brian Urlacher, who got a $100,000 fine for wearing a vitamin water hat during Super Bowl week. Seems excessive.
What's wrong with that?
Nate Burlesdon punting a ball into the stands, $15,000. Kaepernick wearing pink beats for cancer awareness, $10,000.
No way!
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
What a bad man that Kaepernick.
Did they give that to charity? Did they give that $10,000 to charity?
For just being a good guy.
They have this cancer awareness month.
Yeah.
Everyone wears pink. If you want to wear pink because a loved one's died of cancer or something, any other month, absolutely not.
Oh it's my
the NFL's ridiculous.
Wow. That's okay, carry on.
Wes Welker wearing an energy bar hat, $10,000. Brandon Marshall wearing green shoes for mental health awareness, $10,000.
Oh my word.
God, that's bad. Lynch fined for not speaking to the media for a year, which sparked the famous, I'm just here so I won't get fined, $100,000 fine.
$100,000.
Frank Gore wearing his socks too low, $15,000.
Oh my God.
Troy Polamalu's suffering a concussion during a game, called his wife to say he was fine, fined for using his cell phone on the sideline, $10,000.
Oh my God.
Eagles Sheldon Brown wearing a Jason Horror mask when running out of the tunnel, $10,000.
I mean, some of those sublimes are ridiculous but some are just outright harsh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That was good.
That was good. Yeah. Good little twist. I like that.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, fantasy predictions time. We picked this up at the beginning of the show. JP, how is he going to let us know his answers?
He'll tweet them.
He'll tweet them in? Yeah, okay, JP, if you're listening, make sure you tweet them in.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, let's hope. We can count on one listener at least.
We'll be posting the results of the final... Further full listing list on the full website. Listing, britsendzone.com. So watch out for that.
That's right. Okay, so first question. Who will be the highest fantasy scoring running back with an ADP of bigger than 50?
Bigger than 50.
Charles, more than 50.
I've gone for Kareem Hunt. We've mentioned him a couple of times already this podcast. He now that Spencer Ware is gone, he has ample opportunity to become a very, very good and high-scoring running back. He's still not going as high as he should. I don't think the reaction of the injury has fully come into effect. You know, this is the same offense that gave Jamaal Charles multiple seasons as an RB1. He's not necessarily as good as Jamaal Charles by any stretch, but
that
offense could definitely help him.
Greeny?
Yeah, I would have said Hunt, but I'm actually going to go Amir Abdullah, who's the number one running back for the Lions. They do have poor offensive line play, but this is the guy that would have been drafted, that actually got drafted the pick before David Johnson. So this is someone who was looked by the league as a phenomenal athlete. And I think this is the year that he really comes into fruition. He could be a top 20 pick next year if he just has this solid season that I expect him to have.
TJ Yeldon also got drafted ahead of David Johnson. Go Jags.
Okay, I've gone Rob Kelly from the Redskins, purely because I saw some highlights and he looked quite good. So
Fat Rob.
There you go, Fat Rob. Who will be the highest fantasy scoring wide receiver with an ADP of more than 50, Charlesy?
I've gone Jamison Crowder, the Redskins number two receiver. He's the only guy left in that stable of receivers who was there last year. So he's got that rapport with Kirk Cousins.
Is he after Pryor?
Pryor is going to be, one would assume, the number one wide receiver there. But there's so many targets. I mean, Cousins threw for just shy of 5,000 yards last year that the work's going to be there. And you can get him quite late in drafts. And I think he's got a lot of potential to be a good wide receiver too.
Okay, Greeny?
Yeah, I've got Emmanuel Sanders, someone I've been bigging up the whole offseason. He has good...
Sorry for slating him earlier.
He's got good chemistry with Simeon, and he's come out and said that he wants the Broncos to be the highest scoring offense. I don't necessarily think they will, but I think they're going
to
take...
I want to shit gold. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, his is slightly more realistic than yours, well, Mr. Midas.
I'm working on it.
So I think it could be quite realistic that Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders end up back-to-back wide receivers in the top 15 like Cooper and Crabtree did last year. Not unrealistic.
Okay, I've gone with Golden Tate. Does he count as this in this category?
He would.
He's allowed. He's the number one wide receiver, isn't he, at the Lions?
He is.
Stafford's a good quarterback. He's been paid a lot of money. He's got to throw it to someone. If he's his main target, surely he's going to be pretty good.
That's certainly in PPR, he's a lot more valuable because he gets,
just gets a lot of catches. Yeah. Okay, cool. Who's the top quarterback with late round ADP? Charlesy?
My sleeper in quarterback has been Andy Dalton. I absolutely love him this year. I think he's got the potential to be.
Do you have him in your team?
I do. He had a poor year last year, but people forget that a couple of years ago he was on court. He got injured towards the end of the season, but up until that point he was the third highest scoring quarterback. And now he's got Tyler Eifert back, who's a touchdown monster, AJ Green, a top wide receiver, and a new pass-catching running back, shiny new rookie, and Joe Mixon. So, and John Ross.
Not much shiny about him, isn't he a baddie?
He gave his girlfriend a shiner, but...
that's about it, exactly.
But a lot of targets, and he's a solid quarterback, and he could be very, very good this year.
Okay, Greeny?
I've gotten Big Ben. He's kind of gone a bit under the radar this year. Previously, he would have been a top six quarterback in the league. Fancy. You've got Martavius Bryant back. You've got Lev Bell full fit. Not getting suspended. And you got Antonio Brown. So with all those plethora of targets...
He's got to score some points.
Yeah, and you got Vance McDonald now on tight end replacing who they didn't have anyone in Jesse James. So there's going to be points there.
I'm delighted I've got Big Ben and Dalton as my quarterbacks.
There you go. I've gone Derek Carr. Again, we spoke about Cooper, Crabtree, all the targets he's got. He's a good quarterback, so I've gone for him.
And a great offensive line as well, which helps.
There you go. Highest fantasy player going undrafted, Charles?
I mentioned Robbie Anderson before, so I've got to go with him again. And we won't go over it.
Okay.
Robbie Anderson.
Greeny.
Yeah, I've gone Shane Vereen. Paul Perkins is being highly touted this year, the running back one. I've talked about him previously for the Giants. He's actually been quite disappointing in preseason, so I think Eli Manning may rely on the more experienced, trusted pass catcher. He is a third down back, a pass catcher, and he might get more involved. And so I think there's a lot of points there that
I've had him before, and he always disappoints me.
Yeah, he gets injured easily, but he's... I think
that's
he's
why
potential.
He's going undrafted. But yeah, if exactly. you can take a risk, there is an opportunity.
Yeah. I've gone with someone who I don't know if he's undrafted, but he went onto the waiver wire in our league, and I picked him up in Jamal Charles. So I don't know whether he'd go drafted, but
I think he's
on the cast.
There's
the
chance that we saw what Jamal Charles did a few years ago. If he gets fit and comes back, he could be huge.
Yeah,
no,
he has the ability. It's just whether or not he's been out for nearly 2 years. CJ Anderson is going to be the main guy. If
who gets injured all the time as well?
Yeah, exactly. So if CJ Anderson gets injured and if Charles can stay
there's
fit,
a lot of ifs.
But like you said, that's why he's going undrafted. But if those ifs happen,
I like the look of him on my bench.
I think he had a very good pre-season game. He finally made his team back.
That game really just stopped him from being cut. So it's not him being close to starting.
He made the roster basically. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's fair shout.
Penultimate question: team to make playoffs that didn't in 2016. Charles.
I'm going to go, having watched Hard Knocks, I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers look pretty solid. They've got a good defense. Their offensive line's good as well. And the weapons they have in Doug Martin, Mike Evans, and DeSean Jackson. They came close last year, and I think this year they might win that division or at least make the wild card.
Greeny?
I have to believe in my Chargers, Will. I'm not going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying they're going deep in the playoffs, but I think they can make the playoffs, whether they're a wild card or just limp to the top of the
Really
the
think
AFC
they're
going to
beat the Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos?
It's a very tough division.
Tough division. The Raiders, well, I like the Raiders in that division.
The Broncos are going to be the highest scoring team in the NFL, so it's tough.
Well, like I said, they could be wild card. The Chiefs have a depleted team. The Broncos still have two very young and immature quarterbacks, and then you've got the Raiders who, they only won 8 games last year. So
why are the Broncos going to be in the
They won 12 or 13.
Sorry. I still don't believe all the way that the Raiders are here to stay.
Why are the Broncos going to be the highest scoring team, Charles?
Oh, Emmanuel Sanders said that.
Of course. Yeah. Of course he did. I've gone for the Bengals, and that's because...
Andy Dalton.
Well, there you go. I've watched a lot of preseason highlights and I've based everything. Yeah. Contrary to what we said earlier, I've taken lots of notice and I thought they looked all right, I've gone for them. Final question. Who do you say is the most annoying person in our fantasy league?
Lee.
Charles? Lee? 100% Greeny?
Lee. Well, it's somewhere between Charles and Lee. Charles will be the guy that will send me like 15 of his players for one of my main players, 15 of the guys
What trade offer did you get from Lee recently?
And then Lee's the kind of guy that will
Lee recently sent, we were in discussions with Lee, and he's got a lot of good wide receivers. So he came to us wanting a trade. We're like, okay, mate, you've got a lot of wide receivers. You can't play them all. We'll do your trade. We'll give you a running back for a wide receiver. He then just went through our whole team and told us how his whole team was better than our whole team. So we were like, I literally said to him, mate, you should probably not trade because your team sounds perfect. And he goes, yeah, good shout. And that was the end of that. So
He did the same thing with me. He sends me a message late last night going, oh, I've got a tasty offer for you when you wake up. I look at it in the morning and it was like Golden Tate for Todd Gurley. And he's gone, and I've gone, what the hell is this? How are they appropriate in value? And he goes, well, this guy will be crap and they'll probably end up with points at the same level. So we might as well just do the trade now. So
You
don't trade someone who's ceiling compared to someone's floor. And it's just bizarre.
He offered me James White, the third or fourth choice running back for the Patriots, and Kelvin Benjamin, who came off a really bad year last year, for Ezekiel Elliott, who...
That's not going to happen,
is it? And,
Lee, if you're listening, I'll give you Frank Gore, because I know you like him. I'm happy to get rid of him.
We love you, Lee.
Yeah, we do. We're coming to see you soon. Well, he's coming over here soon, isn't he?
Yeah.
For the stag. Yeah.
Lads.
Final part of the show. We're going to rattle through everyone's emails and tweets quickly. Jack Baylor, which team do you believe will have the biggest improvement and which the biggest regression in terms of regular season record versus last year? Charles, just the names, please.
I think the Jags.
For the improvement?
Yeah.
And what about regression?
Regression,
could the Jags regress anymore?
I didn't answer that, did I? The Chiefs, I think.
So who's getting better? The Jags.
The Jags are getting better and the Chiefs are getting worse.
Okay. Rob Wastenany, Goff's preseason stats, 80% completion, 16 out of 20 for 160 yards, 17 points over 4 drives and 0 turnovers. I've tuned out. Will we see more from him this season? I've literally written, nah. He's going to be all right.
Yeah, well, that was
we
after,
can't see less than we did last year.
Yeah, well, that was after the second preseason game. The third preseason game, he threw for like 70 yards, got an interception and had a turnover with no touchdowns.
There you go, Rob. That's your answer. Patrick Jackson, which LA team will have the best season? Well, Greeny, could be biased here, don't you?
Well, the Chargers are going to have... Definitely going to
What LA teams are there? So let's get it out there.
There's only the Chargers and the Rams.
There's only two.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do also in California, you've got the 49ers and the Raiders.
Mm. Yeah, that's why.
The Raiders will be moving to Nevada.
So Chargers, you've got to get Chargers out of that.
Yeah. So Chargers will have the better season.
Well, you think the Chargers are making the playoffs, so...
I do, yeah. And but who may have the happier season at the end? If the Chargers don't make the playoffs, the Rams, I think, may have a middling season. So the Rams might be happier, but the Chargers will have the better record.
Right. Okay. Tim Jablonski, fantastic name. Which rookie will be the highest scoring rookie tight end? Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Highest scoring rookie tight end, Charles?
I'm going to go with David Njoku at the Browns. I think he is, you know, they've now got a rookie quarterback in DeShone Kizer, and they are known for relying on their tight ends for, you know, for short yardage, even though he's got a can of an arm. And he's a...
What was his name?
David Njoku.
David Njoku.
He's an absolute no machine.
Greeny. Yeah.
Genuinely had never heard that joke, and I've listened to a lot of podcasts. Yeah.
So the thing about rookie tight ends is that they're only going to get game time if they can block, which is such an important part of the role. So Evan Engram is actually not known for his blocking, who plays for the Giants, but they brought someone in who's specially going to block so that he could be more free to actually catch some passes.
Okay.
So he might be
and
the
his
best.
His name was Evan Grinman.
Evan Engram.
Evan Engram. I just want to give a shout
Mark
out to
Mark Engram. He's a player, isn't he?
Mark Michael Roberts, who I've just kept tabs on this preseason. He's the backup tight end for the Lions. He's had the largest recorded hands in NFL combine history. And apparently one of the worst catchers.
Okie dokie. Not sure what to say about that. JW, who will get more sacks this year? JJ Watt or Clowney? Greeny?
I would say Clowney. Because of Watt's injuries last year and the way that Clowney came on. But I think it'll be a bit like Formula One. It's still Watt's playing ground. They might let the teammate pass. So
is he at the same team?
Yeah.
What's his name? Something Clowney.
Jadeveon,
that's it.
Jadeveon, yeah. So I feel like Clowney may be assisting more sacks than he will be delivering himself.
Okay, fair enough. Collie Gorman, will this year see the beginning of the end of the Tom Brady era? He is 40, and as the saying goes... Father Time remains undefeated. That's been allocated to me. Will it see the beginning of the end? I've put here, no, I think he's got at least a few more seasons in him. He's just too good to say he's the beginning of the end right now. Give him another couple of years.
I think that's fair.
Man does his Pilates, he'll be fine.
Yeah, you've got to keep going with him.
Guy's an animal.
Charlie, if you're awake, if you're alive, give us a trivia question.
Hello.
Heya.
Right, let me just get my trivia questions up.
What have you been prepared. Doing in there?
He's off his face.
So, topics you've got this week are Super Bowl One, racial diversity, and crap logos.
Crap logos.
I like crap
Green
logos.
Is all about those logos.
I didn't want to put Charles in the firing line of racial diversity.
Yeah, we'll save that for a special episode. This might be a hard question. This might be an easy question. I'm really not sure.
All right.
But
fantastic.
Which team had, until 2006, a logo depicting a small elf-like creature cockily carrying a football?
Oh, I know this, actually.
The Eagles.
God.
No, I do.
I don't even know what the...
It's the Browns.
Absolutely.
Charles, name a team Browns in the NFL.
I'm going to go for the Lions. That's just the Lions.
JP
no,
has gone
there.
For the Dolphins. What's the answer?
Dan got it. It's the Browns.
No way!
JP goes and I'm a champion.
That's there the first go. One you've got right.
That's the first question anyone's ever got right, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well,
we've been close, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been close. So yeah, it took 10 episodes.
Yeah, I'll take
Charlie,
it.
Charlie, is there any background to that or not?
The elf was called Brownie.
That would have given name. The answer away, wouldn't it, really?
I think it's technically not an elf, it's a brownie.
I would have got it.
Oh, no. I think we all would have. There we go. Well done, Greeny. You win this
Cheers.
Week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please do tweet us at @Brits_endzone or email us at britsendzone@gmail.com. Season starts. We're all very excited. This is where the podcast really starts. We now need to go away and work out what we're going to do in this podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to change a little bit once the season starts. But tell everyone you know, because it's about to get real. Stuff's about to happen. And who knows, JP might even come back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks,
if we're lucky.
Thanks for listening. And we will literally see you next week.
Unbelievable.
Next week, guys. I'm just thrilled about that answer.
Yeah.
You did well,
the season's
Matt.
Kicking off, and so is this podcast. Here we go.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.